Our brother, Mr. John Hawthorne.
A short reading from Psalm 119. Psalm 119, verse 49. Remember the word unto thy servant upon which thou hast caused me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. Verse number 67. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I have kept thy word. Verse number 71. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. Verse 75. I know, O Lord, that thy judgments are right, and that thou in thy faithfulness hast afflicted me. Verse 92. Unless thy law had been my delights, I should then have perished in mine affliction. I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. One verse in the book of Ecclesiastes. The book of Ecclesiastes in chapter 7. Ecclesiastes 7, verse number 14. In the day of prosperity be joyful, but in the day of adversity consider. God also hath set the one over against the other to the end, that man should find nothing after him. Trust that the Lord will bless this reading. The wisdom of the wise man in the seventh chapter of the Ecclesiastes would describe everybody in the meeting tonight. And I suppose in the day in which we're living, and coming towards the end of another year, and listening to the ministry that we have heard, so profitable and so practical and so precious and so touching, I suppose that some of us are maybe a little happier now at the end of the meeting than we were at the beginning. But I do feel that in the closing days of 1985, the days of adversity and the days of affliction would be the most descriptive of the people of God. And so that if you're in some particular difficulty or some particular adversity, the wise man calls upon you to consider it. And I want to consider it in the light of Psalm number 119. Psalm number 119 is one of those precious psalms to me, because it is what we might call a nameless psalm. A number of the psalms have titles. Some tell us who the writer was. Some tell us what the contents are. Some tell us how the occasions when the psalms were used. But this is just a plain psalm. Now I know Mr. Newberry will tell you that it was Daniel who wrote the psalm. And then if you'd been living in the days of Mr. William Rogers of Oman, listen to him. He would have told you that it was Ezra who wrote the psalm. And that's why I say I like it, because it's a nameless psalm, because I can apply it to myself, and then I can apply it to yourself. And in the closing years of the life of my own dear late mother, on the occasions that we used to call and visit her and find her reading her Bible, it was always reading in the book of Psalms. Someone has already said that if David's heart had never been wrung, then David's psalms had never been sung. And so tonight we can take a little comfort, I trust, from what we have been reading about the very sad subject of affliction. This was the subject that was introduced at the beginning of the meeting in Granshaw today. So we're just winding up the ministry of the day where it first began. In the early verses that I read to you, in verse 49 and verse number 50, we want to speak about the comfort that can come through affliction. And when we are afflicted, we fly to the Word of God, and we fly to God ourselves. And we have been reminded that we have an high priest, and we have been reminded that we have a glorious future, and we have been reminded that for the child of God, everything in the future is bright and glorious and fair. The world around about us has no such hope. The psalmist says here to the Lord, you give me your word, and your word is what I'm hoping in. And so, dear brethren and sisters, at the close of this year, can we commend again to every brother and every sister a little more close examination and a little more close study of the Word of God? You can see even from our last speaker how important some of the two-letter words in our Bible would be when he was speaking about that which is in heaven. and then that which is from heaven or out of heaven, and so on. Other brethren, right throughout the course of the meeting tonight, have emphasized a lot of very small words, so simple and so easy to be understood, that as we have heard, we don't need either the Greek or the Hebrew to understand the English Bible. And so when the psalmist was afflicted, he betook himself to the Word of God, and in the Word of God he found his comfort. You could take that back to Joshua and his beginning. You could take that book back to the kings of Judah and the kings of Israel. Those that had not a personal copy of the Word of God, they were to write it out for themselves, and they were to read it, and they were to meditate in it day and night. Gives us great encouragement when we see young brethren and young sisters in the meeting writing down something of what the preacher is saying. I write down quite a lot of it myself. Not that I might preach it again, because I have to write a lot of letters, and it's good material for filling in letters when you're writing to your friends abroad to give them a report of the ministry that you heard at the conferences. And when I do write a letter like that and do read down the notes that I have taken, then I enjoy in my own soul afresh the ministry that we have heard even this afternoon, and even that we have heard tonight. So young brother and young sister, to the Word of God for comfort. Then when the psalmist was afflicted, he found not only comfort, but he was undergoing correction. Correction. Now there wouldn't be one of us in the meeting tonight that not only needs comfort, but there wouldn't be one of us in the meeting that would need correction. Our brother has thrown out a great challenge to us relative to our spirituality, and relative to our enjoyment of eternal life, and relative to our interest in the Holy Scriptures in another year that is almost past and gone, and so we would need a little correction. And sometimes it's necessary for the Lord to correct His people in order that they might receive a blessing. Now you know, we could take that forward and bring it into Hebrews chapter 12. I was reminding a dear brother about that even this morning. He was lamenting that he wouldn't be physically fit to go to the meeting. And he said, if I was there, I couldn't read, and certain difficulties that I have never experienced in my life before. And I tried as graciously as I could, because we were reminded today of some of the unwise things and some of the unwise lengths of time that some people spend with those who are sick and afflicted and who are not too well. I tried to express to my brother as kindly and as tenderly as I could that the Lord must love him a great deal more than he loves me, and that he must be a good deal nearer to the Lord than I am, because of the particular experiences that he had passed through that I have not already passed through. I might pass through them yet, if the Lord be not come. But every brother and every sister in the meeting have had their little times of trial and affliction that have come from the hand of our loving Father, either to correct us, or maybe to be preventative, or maybe to be instructive. These things that have already been set before us during the course of the meeting. So there's affliction to produce comfort and confidence in God. And there's affliction to produce correction. And then there's affliction to give us instruction and counsel. You know, sometimes we are living in such a, where would we express it? Our heads are maybe so much in the clouds, to use a common expression, that God has to bring us down, and He has to humble us, and He has to stop us, and He has to give us time to think, that He might pour into our souls and into our hearts some of His divine counsel and His divine wisdom. That's verse number 71. And then you know we're human. We're human. And when affliction comes our way, as it has done with my brother that I was referring to, and multitudes of others. Oh, beloved brethren and sisters, I hope at the close of the day, and I hope at the close of the year, those of us who are enjoying a reasonably good measure of health and strength and a sound mind too. Mention was made in the ministry of our brother to senility. I hope we're all thankful that we are wise, and that we have our hearing, and that we have our eyesight, and that we have our understanding, and that we're able to use all these physical abilities that God has given to us, even if we were in the midst of affliction, that we might be comforted, and that we might be corrected, and that we might receive divine counsel. Why? Why? Verse number 75 will tell you. It's consistent with the character of God. Our God is a faithful God. Our God is a righteous God. And as we borrow a coined phrase, our Father never causes any of His children a needless tear, or He never brings upon us any needless or unnecessary affliction. And so it's in keeping with His own divine character. He knows how to deal with you, and He knows how to deal with me. And have we not been reminded already of being submissive and following the pattern of the Lord Jesus Christ, and following the pattern of the Apostle Paul, and following the precepts of the Word of God that have been set before us, I say again, so ably, so commendably, so preciously, so practically, by our brethren in the meeting this evening. Oh, but there's always a little word of warning. Down in verse number 92, unless thy law had been my delight, I should have perished in mine affliction. Oh, doesn't that again take us back to Hebrews chapter 12, that when it pleases our Heavenly Father to chasten us or to afflict us in any way at all, let us not despise it, and let us not faint under it, but let us bow to it, because it's coming from Himself, and it's for our good. It's for our comfort, it's for our correction, it's for our counsel, it's to preserve us from calamity, and it's in keeping with His own blessed character. Dear brother, and dear sister, if you're in a day of prosperity, rejoice. And if you're in a day of adversity, consider. I trust that you'll consider these simple thoughts with what our brethren have said before us.